Now, the way we do it, you know, like they really do downtown, is like this. Candace Conley has the news at 11 o'clock on KRMG. That's next.
This is Tulsa's KRMG.
Governor Bourne has put part of the burden for saving Langston on the back of the faculty and students. Mike Early reports.
Bourne told Langston students and faculty members they must initiate a program to improve the quality of education here. Resolve these financial problems of the past, like the problem with HEW we've had. Show some positive action and effort by the student in terms of enrollment and in terms of fiscal improvements. Then myself and the members of the legislature work together to try to get the funds for some of the basic capital improvements that need to be made.
Bourne urged the media to stop using adjectives such as predominantly black and financially troubled in describing Langston to paint a brighter picture of the university. Mike Early, KRMG News, Langston University.
A former Oklahoma newsman gave a report from Washington today. Richard Dowdell has the story.
After a discussion of navigation problems, including an address by Congressman Jim Jones' aide Ed Hardy on waterway use taxes, those gathered at the Arkansas River Navigation Conference here in Tulsa were ready for something light. After his presentation, Hardy opened it up for questions. He anticipated one with tongue-in-cheek.
The three martini lunch will stay, I can assure you that. There is no danger of the three martini lunch being outlawed. There's too many of us up there to use it.
Well, that's good, but that's not what we're saying.
That's off the record, Dowdell. I'm just kidding with you.
It's not a result of too many three martini lunches, but Hardy is leaving Jones's staff. The former TV and radio newsman is expected to get back into that business, possibly on the network level. Richard Dowdell, KRMG News on the move.
This is Candace Conley, KRMG News, in Tulsa, 33 degrees at 11:03.
Another group has been formed. This one, the Gray Panthers. Actually, it's been around a while, but you might not have heard about it until recently. Betsy Horowitz wants to tell you about the Gray Panthers. Tomorrow at 12:10, during Midday Oklahoma, on KRMG, the news station.
An Oklahoma Olympian was in Oklahoma City today. David Rucker reports.
Betsy Owens, the great Olympic athlete who shattered Hitler's idea of Aryan supremacy in the 1936 Games, is in the state today to make the first presentations of the Soviet Union's 1980 Games coin and stamp albums. Owens talked with reporters at the Capitol, expressing fear that politics will ruin the Olympics. He made a reference to the great emotionalism in the final ceremonies of the Games.
And you see them break rank and rush to that newfound friend. And you see them take off a tie, a jacket, or sweater, or tuna, and they hand it to that newfound friend. And you see them cry unashamedly, simply because they will perhaps never see that newfound friend again. Politics can't do that.
When asked if the U.S. can continue its current system of support for American athletes preparing for the Games, Owens says no amount of governmental professionalism can act as a substitute for great natural ability. David Rucker, KRMG News, Oklahoma City.
And in the state high school basketball tournament quarterfinals this evening in 4A boys play, was Altus over Enid 64-57. Marshall beat Edison 68-67. It was Oklahoma City Northwest getting by Stillwater 53-52. And Muskogee beat UConn 74-56. In 3A girls play, Ada beat Jinx 47-41. It was Woodward over Claremore 47-43. And Ardmore just got by Owosso 56-53. Tulsa's weather clear and cool tonight. Fair and warmer Friday and Friday night, becoming partly cloudy Saturday. The low tonight should be in the upper 20s, high Friday the upper 60s. In Oklahoma City, it's clear and 37. In Tulsa, the humidity is 72%. Winds are from the south at 12 miles per hour. The pressure is 30.00 and steady. In Tulsa, we have clear skies, 33 degrees. This is Candace Conley on KRMG, the news station.